Mobile plans, iPads, tablets, complete business solutions. Telstra Store Malvern is your point of difference. Call 1300 959 439 or click on the link on Jock's website to cash in. Telstra Store Malvern. Tell them Jock sent you.
Telstra Store Malvern, here you go, Chris. They are a point of difference and they're a great mob.
iPads, you can watch Foxtel via your T-Box. Business phone systems, they are a wonderful, helpful lot. Many of the community have already cashed in.
I heard they're the best in the bloody business.
Phone upgrades have been very popular.
Yeah.
You benefit by mentioning Jock. We benefit through their support.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. How you going? It's Jock Reynolds here from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community, and I'm here, as always, with the Peter. Here you go, Higginbotham. How are you today, mate?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
What have you been up to this weekend, son? You're looking a little bit flustered, I'd say.
Yes, Jock. The season change has had me quite busy in the garden.
Yeah, you love your garden, don't you, mate? How's Mum?
Very well, thank you. Very stoked, I might add, with our punting form this week.
Peter Higginbotham's punt machine. Have you had a straight sets victory this week?
No, Jock. 5 out of 6 line bets coming up trumps.
Is everyone onto it on the podcast? No. Yeah, it goes up pretty late on a Friday sometimes. It's the punt machine. You do the Supercoach points sort of formulations, don't you, mate?
Yes. Devised a formula based on overall team Supercoach points, factored in break evens and a few other game factors. The machine is currently beating the sports bet line.
And you picked, Dane Swan for the bloody Anzac, and you picked the exact margin for Collingwood, you bloody genius.
Thank you, Jock.
Well done, mate. Crouching, how are you, mate? Your Tigers. Tigers are in the mud.
We not talk bloody Tiger us anymore.
It's going to be hard, isn't it, son? You seem to be holding up very well.
This okay. I drink, I okay.
Yeah, good on you, mate. There's been an absolute flood of speak pipers coming in about the number one issue of that round, and that is Lance bloody Franklin. Should we go straight to the community on this, or we just unflesh it?
Straight to the community.
Righto.
G'day, Crouching Higo and Jock. It's Jeff here. Quick one, boys. Buddy Franklin, what are we to do? Hold, get rid of. His sub-affected 29 will be there for another 2 weeks. 4 out of 6 have been pretty ordinary scores. The 2 tons are okay. Do we bite the bullet now and say, right, out you go and get a Pavlich or even someone like a Wingard whose price is going to plummet? Or even look at a Riewoldt whose price will come down. Or do we hang and say, right, you 9-year multi-million dollar man, you're due to come good. What do we do? Thanks, mate.
Yeah, well, there's Buddy on the horizon, which is a big issue, Peter.
I think it's time for you to stand up, Jock.
Yeah, all right. Look, we've got one more come in here from the great Pie Man. We chuck this one in as well.
Yes, your community needs you, Jock.
Righto, mate.
Jock, you go Crouching. Firstly, just wanted to pay homage to Baron Von Crow and his call-in that he made a week or two ago regarding Dangerfield and the number 93. Prior to that, and probably at that point, thousands of people traded him. And what happens? His missus comes back from 3 months in Bangladesh, he gets one away, and bang, 190-odd Supercoach points. You just don't get rid of Primo's Roll Gold like Danger. On the contrary, Lance, Buddy, riding off cars, Supercoach teams, Franklin. Here you go. Neither of us like sideways trading, but he's in the bad books. The Buddy arc has made its way off the football field and into his driving. He smashed the missus' car. He's not getting one away. He's probably sleeping on the couch. And now he's pumped out another turd 30. 2 out of 3 weeks he's done that. Would you endorse a sideways trade in this instance? Or am I best to just suck it up? Cheers, boys.
Jock, very important. Buddy Franklin.
Agreed, mate. Critical. It'll be around for the whole season.
Speak pipe going off. Your help required, Jock.
I agree. I think I need to deliver this in some song form, gentlemen.
The asshole.
Buddy, I've been watching you, son.
Buddy, I've been watching you.
Been prancing in your crap watch shoes.
Prancing in your asshole shoes.
And I just can't help it feeling you're a spud that's not worth peeling. Piss off away from me.
Harsh, Jock. Very harsh, but fair.
See you swiping three chicks' cars.
See you swiping three chicks' cars.
Rootin' sheilas in the spa.
Oh, clutching one like rootin' spa.
You remind me of a young Jock, but now it's me and it's about my flock, so piss off away from me.
Yes, Jock. Very crass, yet very fair.
Just piss off away from me.
Agree, Mr. Jock.
Just piss off away from me. You can take those crappy boots and all those multiple spa roots and just go away from me. But it's not just me.
Agree, Jock.
It's never just about me. This is about our whole community drawing a bloody line in the sand, Peter.
Yes, Jock. On this occasion, sideways trading is a must.
Even you're giving it the sideways trade tick of Peter Higginbotham, Sultan of the bloody spreadsheet approval.
His performance is ghastly.
Yeah.
Ghastly.
You've gone pale. You're looking like a ghast yourself. I agree. I want each and every person with Lance Spud, turd in the underpant, Franklin, $10 million, swiping cars, whatever, get rid of him.
He wrote in spa, Mr. Jock. This get good vote in Bangalore.
Right, he just needs to go.
But you always...
There's a lot of respect about the man.
Yes, you always say he bloody legend.
Look,
maybe he your son that you'd never get. You're proud of him the lady.
In the trouser department, he mixes it up there with the best, and there are definite paralytics between the young man and myself at the same age getting around the Frankston, Mornington Peninsula environs, okay? Not denying I respect the man.
I do particularly
for the exploits of the treasure, but I'm here to step up and deliver fantasy footy wisdom, and he has to go. I don't care how many notches he's got on that beautiful big bed of his, he has to bloody go.
Jock, I do recall with fondness the two bulls, Dermot Brereton and Jock Reynolds at the underground nightclub holding court with the young heifers, fighting, cutting swathe.
Look, they were good days, mate.
And there were spars, Jock. I used to hide in the towel closet.
Don't tell
and
them.
Watch with fondness.
No, Peter. Now, and don't you look at me and say that I don't hold court down at the bloody Chelsea Long Beach like I didn't. I've still got a bit of the old pizzazz. Don't you worry about that. The way you're speaking, it's like it was yesteryear. I don't have to try too hard to get a bit of trouser activity. Don't you worry about that.
Silence! Okay, you silence! I say silence, you bloody silent, I'll kick your ass. Enough this talk. Who we tried? For Buddy, bloody, bloody, bloody Franklin.
Time as the father of this beautiful community to stand up.
I think you...
This is an important inroads of the season and it needs to be delivered with succinctness.
If you're going to stand up, Mr. Jock, I think you need to put trouser on.
Ask me who the number two best performed forward over the last 3 weeks in Supercoach terms is.
Who number two forward?
Robbie Gray.
Oh.
Robbie Gray from Port Adelaide. Never been any denying this bloke's talent, and we all knew that once he got a clear run at the thing, that he was going to cause fantasy footy mayhem.
Yes, Jock, he has appreciated considerably. A mid-forward swinger, I had my eye firmly on him, has averaged 118 over the last three. You can pick him up now for $495. So to go from Buddy to Robbie Gray means you will be accessing the war chest, Jock. Approximately 90,000 you will need.
Yeah, and his break-even's good. Look, it'll be about 50, his break-even, looking at a price rise on him as well.
This chase the car.
I reckon we could be looking, this provided he can hit the field, we could be looking at a real value selection in Robbie Gray here.
This asshole rookie.
Picked him up late last year.
Asshole rookie trade. Asoroki tried always chase the man in form.
Yeah.
Crouching one like different. You jump on the man out of form. You jump on the man who cheap or stink in pant. Crouching one thinking, maybe Drew bloody Petri. Maybe Travis bloody clock.
Nah,
this Petri. Save you money and you get man in very bad form.
Mate, what good if you're going to save money?
Jared, wait.
You save some money but you get a 30 in your forward line.
Ah,
these key position forwards. Look, last week, one of them, they came out with 140. This week, they come out with 30 or 40. Is that what you want for the rest of the season? You can save as much money as you want, mate.
Gentlemen, be still. I have a foot in both camps here.
You always have, mate.
Yes, Jock. The reason for statistical analysis is because it creates a good form line.
Yeah,
players,
right.
Players of the ilk of Petri, yes, are down. Petri has dropped considerably. He cannot sustain such bad form.
I reckon.
And at the same time, Jock, players of the ilk of Robbie Gray are playing above themselves cannot sustain this form.
I think what we're seeing with the change in this game, the key forward player is no longer a regular lucrative scorer. Someone like Robbie Gray, who, he's listed forward, but he runs up through the midfield is what we need to see. And that's why we see, of course, Patrick Dangerfield. He's averaged 131 over the last 3 weeks. He's been majestic. But we're seeing the likes of, Lukey Dullhouse. We're seeing Wright. We're seeing even Jamie Elliott, Luke Parker, your Dane Zorkes. These are players who move up through the midfield and generate points, give us more reliable output, and that's who I think we should focus on.
Okay, maybe you have bloody buddy ass off Franklin, and you're rank shit. Time to grow some ball. Grow some hair on ball. Time to maybe go left field, point of difference.
Who are you going, Sean?
I say you. Adam Australian of the bloody year goods.
He's only just hit the park again, mate.
He looked sprightly, Jock. He will not be the sub in his next game. In fact, the score of 21 will remain in his calculation. Adam Goods will drop in price. Hold if you can.
Bloody hell, of course
you could can. Do almost. I expect Buddy Franklin to be rested next week with some sort of suspect pimple on his knee and almost a straight trade to Goods in a couple of weeks.
I can see that. Matty Pavlich, third best rolling average of 113 over his last three. Looks to have hit peak fitness and form. He's got a good round 10 buy. You'll pick him up for about 490 grand, so you need to generate some cash from Buddy to get up to someone like Matty Pavlich, but would we consider Matty?
Possibly, Jock. Very concerned about the Ross Lyon resting option. Luke Dellhouse of mine, Jock.
I love this kid.
Had a few points. 4 weeks, now priced at 450-ish, 128 this week, a very low break even in the teens.
Yeah, that's significant.
Could be the cheapest you pick up Luke Dullhouse. Would not be a bad selection at all.
No, I'm chucking Robbie Gray as a great selection in there. Lukey Dullhouse would be next on my list here, Gabe. I think this kid is, what is he, third season, fourth season? Got that stupid bloody mop of hair cut off him. He looks fair income. He looks focused. He's staying up forward. He's doing damage. He is doing a little bit of work up the ground, which is becoming lucrative. And look, he's come big in the last two. 128 and 126. Still a good point of bloody difference.
I give
well.
You good bloody point difference.
Yes, sir.
I say you man in jungle. Yeah. I say you're bloody good warrior. Yeah. Man I fight with who sometime, not many time, but sometime even get in a sneaky flaky crouching one.
Righto.
Oh, Siloli Lololi.
Another one.
Siloli Oli. He interesting. He run nine by. You piss Franklin off. He have still low black even. You pick him for 7.5. You may pay a little bit, but... Yeah, oh,
4.75, it's a good price. Another one that moves up through the midfield.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just like with Robbie, what do we want to see with Cyril? We want to see multiple games on the run.
You see sneaky little tattoo wing come out jumper?
Yeah.
You know this tattoo?
It reminds me of the song, Love Lives Us Up Where We Belong, on eagle's wings on zephyrs of flight.
Yes.
And I believe those wings... could be an indication of where Cyril's about to fly, and that is to the pantheon of bloody fantasy footy scorers.
You'll not see this. When I fight him in my gym, he takes shirt off.
Okay.
And the wing carry up a picture of you, Mr. Jock. You are the wind beneath my wing.
He's always listened to us, Cyril, and a kid that just tries his guts out. And seeing him succeed does give me quite a deal of pleasure, I must say.
Jock, Drew Petrie.
No.
Drew Petrie, 377, has depreciated somewhat. A fine footballer on his day can score huge.
Well, he scored stuff all this year so far, Peter. He had 93. So you're saying, could that be the turn in the tide of the Petrie?
Concerned about round 8 by, would not be going Petrie.
I think time bring up bloody turd in trouser, Mr. Jock.
Old hands for solo.
Yes, all these plick tried in for solo. He did big turd in trouser.
Big turd, what do you do with him? His price will be about 328 grand. He's got a sore toe. Is there any turf on the toe?
Quite less acreage than Sandylands. So if there is turd on the toe, I imagine a little topiary may cure that.
Yeah.
Those with both Franklin and Fasolo, Jock. Yeah. Interesting scenario.
Just about fetus position.
A few rookie downgrades in the forward line, Jock. Non-round 8 buy downgrades include Ambrose with still a negative break even.
You'll have to get a game shortly.
Jock. Mm. I could roll the dice and even select a non-playing forward to expose your emergency loophole. Zach Merritt. Likewise, 138k, about to play his fourth game, still with a negative break even.
Yeah.
And those without Sam Lloyd, Jock.
He got subbed off, didn't he?
Subbed off, 175k, round 8 bye, but still the negative break even. Very interesting conundrum, Jock.
Could be a painful decision that needs to be made, but you might need to go, let's say, for solo down to Zach Merritt. Provided his name, then use that extra liquidity, the cash, to move Franklin up to one of these other blokes you need to. I think that is going to hurt, though, because structurally you would have had Fasolo in your forward line relying on a certain amount of output from the kid. Alternatively, are you just going to suck up Buddy Franklin and say, righto, I'm just going to let you ride? And do you use some of the cash that you use from one of your other rookie downgrades to turn Fasolo up to one of these blokes we're talking about, you know? You could be turning him up to a Robbie Gray, or you could turn Fasolo to a Lukey Dalhouse or a Cyril if you had enough money there in the kick, and turn a bloody disadvantage into a potential advantage.
I think also this week, a good week to maybe cash in Sean Higgin. He had break even 70. Price 360, so he make over 100,000. He look like only 70, maybe 80 player. He reach his bubble. Sean Higgin can become fixed job. You could trade down defense, trade up defense. Welcome. Ah, Mr. Jock, bloody Wenoff.
Why now, how are you, mate?
I'm really spooked, fellas. How's it going?
Good, Wayno. What's wrong, mate? Why are you spooked?
Oh, I don't know if I've done the right thing or whatever. I might have mucked around with the Supercoach gods or something, but it seems they're really looking after me, fellas. Remember when I talked about how I stuffed up those two trades?
Yeah.
When I was mucking around in the middle of the round and then I couldn't get Fasolo.
Yeah, you got locked out last week, didn't you, mate?
And then Fasolo stuffed up.
Yeah.
And it was good for me.
Right.
Well, I just got to tell you, do you guys know what me and my mate Big Nuts did last week?
What did you and old Big Nuts do, son?
Well, my mate Big Nuts is struggling with him too because he goes, oh, you know, why not? What do you reckon? Why don't we sacrifice stuff to the Supercoach gods? And I was like, oh, whatever, you know, do it.
Don't mess with bloody witchcraft.
This crouching one. Crouching one have little shrine in back shed with incense stick and can of beer.
Don't mess with that
Supercoach god. You're not bloody mess with Supercoach god. This important.
Well, this is what happened, fellas. Well, he's going, oh, come on. Big Nuts, he lives out in Hastings Way, so he's got a bit of a property there. So we got a big bonfire going. He goes, oh, come on, what are you going to do? So we burnt an effigy of Higgins, and then while we're burning it, we chanted three times, Welton Roberts. And then...
Nothing happened.
And then it was like, I didn't care, but all these freaky things are happening, fellas.
Sean Higgins has been a value pick, Jock. It is time to recognise... in this situation, old Higo has pulled one over you, old mate.
I will not sit here before the community and recommend Sean Higgins or speak positively of him. I'm more worried about, Wayne, are you messing with Supercoach God bloody witchcraft? But you reckon it might have turned in your favour because you didn't get for solo and it worked in your favour, did it?
After me, I got off, but
well, that's good, mate.
You made Big Nazi struggle, and really, like, I don't know what I did right or what wrong.
Okay, why not?
I'm freaking out.
Why not? Yes. You come down, you say me this. Why they call your friend Big Nut?
Yeah, my mate Big Nut. What about him?
Why they call him Big Nut?
That's his last name. His name is John Big Nut.
It makes sense. That's a logical nickname. Wayne, I'm concerned about your welfare. Don't worry about the mumbo-jumbos. I reckon you just need to get off, go and watch a bit of, 60 Minutes or something to get your mind off the whole mumbo-jumbo thing and come with a fresh mind tomorrow for your fantasy footy, mate. Don't worry about your super tip.
Hot tip, yeah, Jock.
Let's not even worry about your hot tip, mate. You need to rest, okay?
Higgins and 81, Jock. Higgins and 81. I think I have been a decisive winner there. Continues to appreciate.
Did you burn the effigy of Higgins, Wayno?
We burnt the absolute crap out of it. We even shoved firecrackers in the bus and then with the hay and all that and then lit up the petrol area. Bloody blew right up.
Yeah, okay. All right, mate. Look, thanks for calling in, son. You need to look after yourself, Wayno. We'll speak to you next week, okay, mate?
Don't do a hot tip, fellas. Don't do a hot tip. It's weird,
wait,
don't do it, okay?
Okay, mate.
Okay, Wayno. Bye, Wayno.
See you, mate.
See you, fellas.
Let's get into the midfield, because those of us lucky enough not to have the Franklin and Fasolo stain in the underpant are looking at some upgrades this week. We may have already culled some cattle last week, bringing in Robbo and Cutler and these sorts of boys, but is it time to bring in a real chunky additional premium to our midfields?
Yes, Jock. Time to say goodbye to Dunstan, break even of 80, and those still with Dom Tyson, break even of 70. I would suggest time to cash in on those and look for non-round 8 buy midfielders. And the one that comes to mind, Jock, which burnt a few this week, Ryan Bloody Griffin, Jock.
He's dripped about 115,000 and you'll pick him up for about 515. He copped a hard tag, still looks fit, still looks vigorous, and I think, I'd have absolutely no hesitation in anyone locking Ryan Griffin away this week.
Maybe you'll bring in Luke Bloody Hodge, 460 in your midfield. This open up swing, defence, midfield swing. 460, this not too much to go from bloody Tyson or Dunstan to Primo Luke Hodge.
It's just like skipping up from a pebble, isn't it?
Job Watson, approximately 530, break even of around 150. So we'll get even cheaper. However, David Mundy, also with the round 10 buy, very low break even, priced at the bargain, 490, Jock. David Mundy.
Coming off scores of 110 and 134. Price still dripping because he's got that 46 in his three-week average, which will fall out this week. So it could be the year for Mundy again, if you're willing to put your plums at the mercy of Ross Lyon, because Mundy last year was one of these blokes rested last round. And as long as you're willing to take a hit on someone like Mundy late in the season, you could go for that. Quite frankly, I'm not willing to, though, Peter.
What about downgrading any rookies in the midfield, Jock? Yeah. Hallahan for the Hawks. Exceptional.
20 possessions, 6 marks and 4 tackles. He looked very bloody good.
Job security, Jock. Job security.
Well, they've got Sewell's hammy, who should be right to come back in shortly. And Liam Shields was another 2 or 3 weeks away, so we could be looking at him for at least another 2.
Yes, looked like a solid option and looks to hold his spot, much like our friend Flipper.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one
Nick Robertson.
Oh, he good boy, Mr. Jock.
74 Flipper in the weekend.
Maybe too late to buy the Flipper.
I don't know. I don't reckon it is.
How much he costs? You say mid
165K.
Oh, he looked good.
I think of all the midfield rookies that are looking us in the face, he could have the best job security. I know Maloney's on the out. Eh? He's sort of an emergency, but I know Lepic is that keen to play the kids, you know, and I think Flipper will get a very good run moving forward. He's been named on the guts, starting in the guts. What do you boys reckon?
The albino genotype jock, strong pain threshold, endurance elite, also easy to spot on the field, demand the football just through his luminescence of lack of pigmentation.
John O'Rourke's another rookie who played his first game. 57 points. People compare this kid to Trent Cotchin. He was number 2 draft pick in 2012 and he's just had a little quiet first game.
John O'Rourke.
Never heard well, of you this will prick. Bloody hear of him. You love Trent Cotchin? You
we'll won't do say you have he it, like John O'Rourke.
Well, they're bloody paralleling him to Trent bloody Cotchin. I'm not saying he is Trent Cotchin.
I think they get into crutching one rumpkin. This full shit.
Well, he's 123 grand. We have to watch him very closely next week because there could be some hidden quality coming along. Christian Salem, of course, from Melbourne, played his first game. He started sub, came on and looked. He's listed as an outside player, but I saw a third dimension of the kid that suggested he could have a bit of inside grunt about him as well.
Jock, are you suggesting more trades?
Not this week. No, and Salem's up around 180K, so you might not even consider him next week.
What sort of scenario?
Are you talking about trades in general?
What sort
of... upgrade time? No. Jock, I want to take that back. If I haven't got Franklin...
hear me out, please.
Yes, sir.
What sort of coaching scenario would have you in a position where a trade would be advisable?
If I have Luke Dunstan. If I have Dom Tyson, I'd take him out of the paddock before you could say, bloody, how's your father, and lop their heads off. Because I think the time to upgrade is now. The time to take cash and turn him into one of these premiums is now. The time to bring in Ryan Griffin. The time to bring in bloody Job Watson. The likes of bloody Chris Marston from the West Coast. No one's talking about Chrissy Marston, but his form's turned. He's dripped an absolute bucket of cash and he's only 485K.
Oh, so you say me...
What about Prittis? Now, what happened to Matt Prittis? Why don't we talk about bloody Matt Prittis, that beautiful, majestic, tightly curled mop of hair running around?
You know...
He came up with 120 on the weekend. He's less than 500 bloody grand.
Bloody Prittis come, mate, Jim.
Oh, yeah, and of course he does.
Funny thing, we fight and we take clothes off and fight. He have
a bit of oil, was it, baby?
No. Very funny, because up the stair, short and curly. Down the stair, very long and straight hair.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Well.
He make trudging one trip over when do a fly kick.
You never have picked that.
Very long. He always plait it and tie back before game.
A couple of Sydney boys have some good buy agilities with round 10 buys. JP Kennedy, you'll still get him for 580, gents.
Yes, excellent pick. Coming into form, I can see the validity in trading in JPK.
And that five, the wolf. He's not a teen wolf anymore. He's just a snarling bloody werewolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf, I love you. You come my gym.
Last three rounds that he has played, averaging 120. Break even's 110. You know, again, you're putting yourself at the mercy of Ross the Boss bloody Lion.
I think it's time we concentrated on defence now, Jock.
Yeah, geez, look at the bloody time. It's getting away on us, boys.
I must admit, Hibbard has been nothing short of impressive, Jock. Mm. Still a primo output, a primo price, approximately 520, round 10 buy.
Yeah.
However, Jared McVeigh, defensive mid swing, very similar price to Hibbard. I would prefer him.
Yeah, he's just hit form, hasn't he? He's averaged 112 over his last three scores of... Well, let's have a look back at his last three. 110, 114, 113. Is he at the very sweetest spot where his price has just hit the bottom and where you just go, whooshka?
Yes, both McVeigh and Hibbert, I feel, have bottomed out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Time to strike.
Wouldn't it be good to put McVeigh in your midfield to open up a defence
midfield
ability?
Excellent consideration. Now is the time to be planning for our round 8, 9, 10 buys.
Yeah,
careful trading, opening up swings, looking ahead can mean the difference between
winning and losing.
Ranking 5,000 points. points better.
Other surprise performers, I'm looking at the top 10 defenders in the last three rounds. Number three, we got Cade Simpson, who's averaged 110 over the journey. Bit of a point of difference, doesn't have that midfield edge ability, but as Carlton's form turned, could be another one to keep an eye on.
He bloody good player.
Yeah.
He have beard of fury.
Yeah.
Underneath beard, he cried tears. And Daisy Thomas, you piss off my gym. Welcome.
Well, what about Nick Malcheski? He's sixth. He's the sixth best performed defender. I know the pie man went in with him. And you'd be very pleased with the ilks of these boys. Michael Johnson as well, performing quite well. So, gentlemen, time has gotten away from us and it's time to pull the pin. Majestic as always, Peter Higo Higginbotham.
Thank you, Jock. I thought your buddy song was marvellous for three votes this evening, mate. Well done.
Thank you, son. And again, congratulations on a majestic week. Peter Higo's punt machine on a Friday.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching one.
Welcome.
Community, good luck with your trades this week. Keep yourself focused. Remember, community night is Thursday night, so deliver your wisdoms by 7:30 p.m. on Thursday to get on that podcast. Have yourselves a wonderful week.
Andrew Reynolds.
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper.